This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Just a side note real quick, friends, isn't it interesting we have the governments? Just think about what's being done here. And they've been doing it for a long time, friends. But it's interesting that the government wants to implement no spanking laws concerning how you raise your children, as if to suggest somehow now, again, operating out of a delegated authority that has not yet been given to them, nor ever given to them, to go ahead and tell you how you're supposed to raise your kids. You know, we don't want to cause any physical abuse or, you know, verbal abuse. Do you know what it does to their psyche? I mean, really, friends, folks, these people, those that are behind the mask of your said representatives, are clearly at war with God, and it is a war they will lose, and everybody that falls in line with their tyrannical regime and their purposes, friends, will fall flat on their face. They're too ignorant to look at history to understand what's going on here. And I'm here to straighten it out. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back, and it's exactly what they're attempting to do. But since when, again, it begs the question, since when has the government now taken on children? Because it's clear, friends, that the state doesn't have any children. And I suppose the government would stand back and say, well, we've been indoctrinating them for 60 years. That's true, but you've been doing it illegally through a violation of Article 10. Now, again, as long as the people don't know the difference, you're going to always do, and they are, whatever you let them get away with, and that's exactly what they're doing. And no wonder, here they come in again saying, this is how you need to raise your children. They indoctrinate them. We find out that over the last six decades, 700,000 students that graduate high school can't even read their own graduation diplomas? And they want to tell you now how you're supposed to raise your children at home? And you don't want to cause any damage to their psyche or their physical being? The Bible clearly says to he who withholds the rod hates his son. And it's exactly right, friends. They're turning. They're putting darkness for light and light for darkness. They're putting bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Isaiah 5:20. They're also teaching people, friends, to hate, to take on the word hate in place of love through the revisionists. And it's exactly what they're doing today. People talking about hate all day today. Wait a second. What are you talking about? Hate doesn't tell the truth. Love tells the truth. And what people hate is the truth. And what's the motive for telling the truth? The love that's been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost who's been given unto you. God is love, yes. And he also, when you go to 1 Corinthians 13, those that want to take it out of context, keep in mind it rejoiceth not in iniquity, lawlessness, first and foremost, so we see what channels it runs through and the heart that it runs through. It's the same God that gave the law. And keep in mind, the end of the law is love. And that's the law and the prophets, friends. But again, they want to reverse everything and they want to throw on you now how you're supposed to raise your children. Again, keep in mind what William Hansen said. Secretary of Education, right, under Ronald Reagan back in the 80s, he was the guy that said, in essence, the longer that your kids stay in public schools, the stupider they get. That's a fact. And you're talking to the guy, you're listening to the guy right now, friends, that has done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of high schools, friends. And I've spoken thousands and thousands of times publicly. The problem isn't that you don't need to, or the problem isn't, friends, your chastisements to inflict pain or suffering to humble or improve through spankings. Okay, friends? The problem is the people in this country have taken heed to what the government says. Okay? Again, themselves, but allowing a bunch of people to act in the name of government, which is not in, in the person of government in any sense of the word, because again, going back to the fact that you never delegated that authority to them in the first place, right? But just think about this, friends. They want to tell you how to raise your children. And again, look to law, friends. They have no children. They have no business in the educational system. None whatsoever. But again, William Hansen was right. He said, "When the longer that your children stay in public schools, the stupider they're going to get." Now look at, you're seeing the nanny state pop its head out behind of all this created chaos. And it's not, folks, I can't just blame the bad guy here, because if the said good guys would actually act out and deal with the bad guys, you wouldn't have these issues to deal with in the first place. As I've said so many times in the past, friends, Edmund Burke was the one that was responsible. I respect him, by the way, but he said that evil prevails because good men do nothing. The fact of the matter is, if they were good, they wouldn't allow the evil to prevail in the first place, right? So they're not good men. They're wicked men. And wicked men are those that know to do the right thing, but they don't do it, friends. That's what we're dealing with. And one more point. What I've seen across this country, friends, I can't tell you how many high school programs that I've done, lyceums or assemblies across the country, where I wasn't sure if I was going to get shot or if there was going to be a bomb that was going to go off in that public school. And I got to say this, friends, in all honesty, who has raised those children up? Luke 7:35 tells us that wisdom is justified by her children. Who raised those kids up, friends? The older generation. And now they want to just hand them over to the government to go ahead and add more damage. They want more control, friends. And the fact of the matter is, they are at, again, war with God. And it is, one more time, a war that they will not win. And furthermore, children today, folks, need to obey their parents. And their parents need to obey God when he says to chastise them betimes, to drive wickedness from, or to drive foolishness that is bound up in their hearts far from them. Okay, we listen to the things of the Lord here. He's the one that told us how to raise kids. We don't need some government bureaucracy that wants control over our family through the nanny state to sit there and tell us how we're supposed to raise up our kids. No, that's the problem, America. That is the problem, believe me. One of the things I want to tee this up for the second segment here is I've shown you, and if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com or you're watching through Before It's News right now, I've highlighted the fact that the modern-day politicians have themselves quite a track record when it comes to crime. As a matter of fact, I even did an article in a radio program several times on how they themselves admit that they're corrupt and what it's about and who they work for. And that coming directly from their own wicked mouths and their own wicked hearts, first and foremost, out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. And now I want to come back on the other side of this break, up and coming, and I want to show you the modern day politicians and their criminal records in government, and then I want to bring it over to what the American people have subjected them to and give you a prime example of how this is going on across the boards, not just in Minnesota, but across the United States of America and into 53 countries as well. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, "I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers." They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. With that said, friends, listen carefully. The modern-day politicians, statistics, 29, that's 5.4% of the members of Congress have been accused of spousal abuse. 29 of them. 7, that's 3.1%, have been arrested for fraud. And have you delegated authority to these people to go ahead and rule the roost, friends? Why is the country spinning out of control? 19, that's 3.6%, have been accused of writing bad checks. 117, 21.9%, have bankrupted at least two businesses, and you're allowing them to represent you, America? 3, that's 0.6%, have been arrested for assault. 71, because they believe they're above the law, as I'm about to show you in a moment here. 71, that's 13.3%, have credit reports so bad that they can't even qualify for a credit card. But you want them to set the budget? Okay, this is craziness. 14, 2.6% have been arrested on drug-related charges. That's interesting. I was just telling my wife yesterday, isn't it interesting how they are the anti-druggers, or they're the anti-this or the anti-that? And when, in fact, what you'll notice, friends, like that of Mitch McConnell, you know, he's Mr. Anti-Drug, the representative from Kentucky there. His ship, the Mei Ping, his family's ship was actually busted transporting over 90 pounds of cocaine. They were busted transporting cocaine. That was just a little side note. That one was for free. We have 8, that's 1.5%, have been arrested for shoplifting, of course. 21, 3.9% are current defendants in lawsuits. 84, that's 15.7%, were stopped for drunk driving in 1 year alone. But again, they were released after they claimed congressional immunity. In other words, they felt that they were above the law. Which brings me over to the law. We have a guy here in the state of Minnesota. Everybody knows who he is. They know he's no good. He's the first guy to swear in on the Koran, which is incompatible with the U.S. Constitution, Keith Ellison, and he wants to become the top cop here in the state of Minnesota. And by the way, I'm not a gloom and doomer, but I do want to say this. If he does become somehow mysteriously through voter fraud, because we know it's not the people in the state voting for this guy, but if he was to mysteriously become the Attorney General of the state of Minnesota, it's good for you to know, friends, that persecution is the very flame that wakes the church up. And it's persecution, friends, which you are going to endure if this man becomes the top cop in the state of Minnesota. And keep in mind, it's not just in Minnesota. You're going to see this more and more across the United States of America until you deal with the issues. The Lord, as I've said before, and I say again, is going to get your attention one way or another. But I'm talking about statistics. And those that represent we the people. Let's go over to Keith Ellison really quick. This is reported by Third Rail Talk Radio. Keith Ellison's traffic law violations were a major issue for him before he ran for the U.S. Congress in 2006. Keith Ellison keeps breaking traffic laws as a U.S. congressman. Of course, because they believe they're above the law. And why wouldn't they? Because the people in this country have allowed them to take on that identity, okay, within themselves. Lawbreakers. Keith Ellison, his driver's license was suspended. Public records reveal his pattern of reckless behavior continue. And in the Minnesota media, not a word about it. Not a word about it. Now listen carefully, because this goes on. In addition to unpaid taxes to the IRS, Keith Ellison's many traffic tickets become one of the issues for him when he ran for U.S. Congressman the very first time. Scott Johnson from Powerline has written about it as far back as 2006 when Ellison first ran for U.S. Congress. Back then, Ellison's driver's license was suspended even at one point. Thus, this whole summer, Ellison has been driving around by other people to various events, which has had some of us wondering if his driver's license isn't suspended again. Now, I also want to interject this, okay, because I just seen it this morning. Now, I know, and this should be a word of encouragement to the church. You know, according to IRS publications, friends, if you become a 501c3, you're not to... By the way, that was why it was put into place by Johnson. He wanted to basically suppress and censor political opposition. He wanted control over the church. But if you look at the IRS publication 557, the church doesn't have to apply as a 501c3 before. But what the IRS has conveniently done is they've come in and they want to define what a church is and what it isn't. And if you raise too much or lower too much heaven and kick out too much hell, all of a sudden they're going to redefine it so they can make you out to be a criminal. We know the history of the IRS, okay? But what's interesting to know, friends, is I just seen this morning the mosques, friends. You know, you're not supposed to endorse a candidate. People ask me all the time, who would you vote for? I want to tell you this, first and foremost, just for the record. Folks, I'm for the law. If you're a good guy, I'm going to call you out as a good guy. If you're a bad guy, I'm going to call you out for a bad guy because I'm not caught up into the little game between the left and the right, which is unconstitutional. Okay? Just for the record. But it's interesting to note that all these imams across the United States of America, friends, are openly endorsing Keith Ellison and Ilhan Omar in the state of Minnesota and two others that won the primaries just a month and a half ago here in the state of Minnesota. But isn't it interesting how the Muslims, they just think that they're above the law? And if you look at Mustafa Carroll, he is the director in the state of Texas. He said, if you're a Muslim, he said, we're above the law. And guess how they act? Accordingly. But we have imams across the United States of America, folks, endorsing Keith Ellison. I thought that was a violation of the 501c3 code. Oh, I get it. It's interesting how the government does that, isn't it? And I'm talking about corruption here, friends, not good government. Isn't it interesting how they just pick and choose whenever it works for them? Like, for example, there's lines between church and state, we're told, right? which is an erected wall to bar the government from what they're doing by interfering into the church the way that they have. But if you go into a public school and you talk about Jesus Christ, which, by the way, you've never lost the right, for some reason or another, you've been led to believe that you're crossing the lines between church and state, and you can't do that. Really. Yeah, and who told you that? The ACLU, of course. Roger Baldwin said the ACLU, and the end of it is nothing more than communism. That's what he said, right? But you didn't deal with him back in the 30s, so now you're dealing with them now in 2018 again when they attack your Christian heritage. Okay? Knowing they're a communist organization and they don't have a lawful leg to stand on according to our Constitution, our U.S. Constitution. But it's interesting how they use that whenever they want to, right? And then, like, for example, the Supreme Court jumps in and they now decide that two men can marry and two women can marry. It has nothing to do with them. They're out of their scope of authority. They have no business in the affairs of the church because that belongs to the church. But they can just pick and choose whenever they want to, however they want to, right? I mean, folks, this is craziness. And this only happens to a nation of ignorant people. And that's the fact of the matter. But again, friends, I'm highlighting right now the imams across the country that are openly endorsing Keith Ellison. That's against the 501c3 code statutes, I thought. Also wanted to let you know, state records also show that Ellison has received 9 traffic tickets for moving violations since 2000 of January. And he wants to be the top cop in this country, friends. When are you going to wake up as to what's going on here in this country, friends? I have the police report right in front of my face. But what happened after Keith Ellison became a U.S. congressman? Did anything change in how he treats traffic laws? Let's take a look. A quick criminal traffic petty case record search on the Minnesota Judicial Branch website, minnesotacourts.gov, revealed the following publicly available information. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Whoa! Violations, and he wants to be the top cop in the state of Minnesota? I mean, it looks like Keith Ellison has had, 10 traffic law violations between 2006 when he became a U.S. congressman in 2016. And by the way, it's not just Keith Ellison. It's all across the boards in the United States of America. You expect criminals, lawbreakers, 1 John 3:4, friends? Romans 3:20, read that as well. You expect those lawbreakers to enforce the law? And the reason they don't enforce the law is because they don't have to, because you've already watched them violate the law over and over and over again. If you, the people, we the people, the government in the United States of America, the government in this country is not going to deal with corrupt representatives, well then again, you only add strength to tyranny, and so you have it. We're going to come right back. We're going to keep going down this train of thought. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
U.S. sanctions on Iran were reimposed on Monday. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a message for anyone who decides they're going to go against the sanctions and do business with Iran.
I promise you that doing business with Iran in defiance of our sanctions will ultimately be a much more painful business decision than pulling out of Iran and it being connected to Iran entirely.
The reimposed sanctions will hit Iran's energy, shipping, and financial sectors. President Trump is in Cleveland, Ohio for one of his Make America Great Again rallies. The president has two other rallies scheduled for today as the midterm election is set for tomorrow. The president also took to the campaign trail over the weekend.
This is one of the most important elections of our time. I don't know if I rate it more important than the last election, 16, but it's almost, it's right there.
The president also said today he would announce a new UN ambassador later this week. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, friends. We're talking about statistics and crime within those ranks of those that are supposed to represent we the people. You know, again, I want to reiterate this. They're there to uphold the law, not to tear it down. And we're just highlighting a guy by the name of Keith Ellison in the state of Minnesota that wants to become the top cop in Minnesota. You know, also keep in mind, he wants to be the top cop, and yet he doesn't have a license to practice law. How come the media is silent about all of this, America? Because the media, as I've said a million times, is at war with the America that you know. They are. There's no question about it. After Keith Ellison became a U.S. congressman, he has now garnered 10 traffic law violations between 2016 and when he became a U.S. congressman in 2016. Why is he encouraged to break the law? Because, friends, and again, keep in mind, it's not just Keith, okay? But it shows you their blatant disrespect for law. This is why I always point my finger to the law which exposes the crime. That is found in Romans 3:20. Looks like Keith Ellison has had 10 traffic law violations between 2006 when he became a congressman in 2016. How many people have you seen across the CIA-controlled propagandists and their news feed, friends, that have been busted concerning those that represent we the people, or those that are supposed to represent we the people, have been busted in scandal after scandal, crime after crime, and yet they're still there doing the same thing today. You know, Isaiah 26, verse 9 tells us that when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Until you obey, church in America, 86% of you hypocrites, begin to obey. And until you obey, nothing's going to change. You are called on this earth to keep the commandments of the Lord, His precepts, that which has been entrusted unto you. You know, I just told my son, isn't it interesting because we can gauge, we're the number one radio show right now on Genesis Communication Networks, and we can tell that when I point my finger at the responsible party, the listener, the American, as to why crime skyrockets in this country, especially to our representatives, because they're the responsible party, you can see that they'll begin to drop off. See, if the church had been doing its job the whole time, friends, we wouldn't be here today. The Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, to point the finger like Nathan did to the face of David after he killed off Uriah so he could have Bathsheba. Right? This is why preachers are hated, because the law of truth is in their mouth. Look to the book of Malachi, friends. Short book. But look at this. He has no respect of law. Those that represent we, the people in this country, they don't have any respect for the law. And I'm outlining this for you right now. One can say that compared to getting 9 in 6 years back in the day, Ellison is doing better. But then again, I'll let you be the judge of that. Something tells me that if Doug Wardlow had the exact same record as Keith Ellison, had none, we might be hearing from both Keith Ellison and establishment Minnesota media how dangerous Doug Wardlow is. But yet again, what we're finding out is who is dangerous here and who has no respect for the law. But again, he wants to be the top cop in the United States of America. Folks, again, got to ask you the question, okay? Get this into your heart. Get this into your mind. How do you show mercy to a people that could care less? Went to lunch with my family recently. And while we were having lunch, it was a brunch. Of course, the football games are all over the place. And this is why, by the way, I can't stand going to this particular place. They have outstanding food. It's like a Thanksgiving dinner, and you can have it every Sunday. Just outstanding food. But every time you go there, they have all these TVs on, and it's like I can't stand it. So we went into a corner where the television was shut off. By the way, did you know that the CIA, an individual that used to work for the CIA, I don't want to call him a defector, but a man that used to work for the CIA, he said the first thing you want to do is not watch television. It's the first thing he said. Isn't that interesting that he would say that? But it was interesting, friends, that yesterday when we were having brunch, they had all these football games on. And I told my kids, I want you to watch this. Because the lady that was serving us, she had on her jersey, the Minnesota Vikings jersey, as did these other grown-ups that were there surrounding the bar getting drunk. And I said to her in front of my kids, I said, hey, I got a question for you. Who did the Minnesota Vikings play last week? She said, I think it was the Rams. I said, but what was the score? She said, I don't know. It was really bad. We got beat really bad. She said, as she went on, she said, it was so bad that my roommate got very angry about it. She said, I'll go check for you. I said, no, that's okay. I just wanted to ask you. I wanted to see if you could shoot from the hip as to what the score was and who we played, as if it mattered. And of course, she couldn't even tell me who we played last week. She couldn't even tell me the score from the game last week. And I looked over at my kids and I said, do you guys understand what's going on here? I said, we have all of this crime in our said church, first and foremost, and then the governments. The apple doesn't fall too far from that tree, neither. The church is responsible for what's going on here. And so is the government, secondly. And again, we are that government. Read the preamble to the U.S. Constitution. So I looked over at my boys and I said, do you see what the problem here is? Yeah, they did. I said, do you see what's going on in the southern borders and these caravans? And all the stuff that we're being inundated with continuously on purpose. Read Psalm 16 when you get a moment, friends. You see all this warfare going on? And I said, do you see what matters to these people more than standing up and fighting for their country? We're being infiltrated by illegals across the boards. We have 35 jihadi camps. We have in America, we have 90 Muslims that are running for office, and they care more about a bunch of grown men with tights on fighting over a pig ball than they do to stand up and fight for their country. See, it was good enough for them that someone sacrificed themselves to give them the freedoms that they have today. They're the worst of men, aren't they? See, so many people in this country talk about how they love America so much and they love their freedoms. As long as somebody else is willing to stand up and fight and sacrifice themselves to give it. But when it comes to them, a good majority of you, when it comes to you, you'll have nothing to do with the fight. You'll just stand back and enjoy the freedoms for as long as you possibly can. You're the worst of men. How many people say, oh, I love America, I love America, I'd die for her. I would die for America. Listen to me carefully. I would die for America. Really? But I got a question for you. What'd you live for? Because that's really what matters. It's easy to die. But would you live for her? Therein comes in the work. Will you live for America? It's just a simple question. You know, I remember a guy that sacrificed himself, and his last words, his name was Nathan Hale. And what a man. What a man of God. And he was asked by the British if he had any last words before they hung him. And he said, yeah, the only regret I have is I don't have another life to sacrifice for my country. You know who stands up and fights and they're willing to fight all over again are the veterans. Because they know the price paid for their freedoms. Just like our forefathers. They knew the price paid. And I was so happy to see my kids understood it and they caught it right away. And they're very young, by the way. And I said, look, they got the grown-ups diverted from what really matters. And they take the bait. They take it every day. Well, Bradley, you're called to be a preacher. Well, let me ask you something. Are you a Christian? Well, if you are, then we're all to do this together. We should all have the same end aim. And what is it? To preach Christ crucified, just like I am right now. You know, when the Lord said, thou shalt have no other gods before me, he meant just that. We're to follow the Christ. We're to emulate the Christ. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. And I don't see anywhere in Scripture Jesus hanging around watching a bunch of grown men fighting over a pig ball. Just don't see it. Now, with that said, I want to move on here, friends, but that was just another freebie, another bunny trail. I also wanted to highlight that, did you know that Keith Ellison, the wants to be the top here in the state of Minnesota, if you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, Keith Ellison wants to up the refugee influx into U.S. by nearly 300%. Did you hear what I said? Brand new on Sons of Liberty Media today. Keith Ellison, if you thought Barack Hussein Obama was bad friends, oh my goodness. As Minnesota and the U.S. prepare for Election Day on Tuesday, reports are that Keith Ellison, the attorney with no license, who is seeking to become attorney general of the state of Minnesota and accused woman abuser, he wants to increase the number of refugees, predominantly from Muslim nations, into the U.S. and Minnesota by nearly 400% over what he has been capped by and that which has been capped by the current president. Did you also know that the Keith Ellison, the guy that wants to be the top cop here, he's also a supporter of cop killers? This is a fact. And his opponent is Doug Wardlow. And it's interesting how the CIA-controlled media in Minnesota here, Pioneer Press, friends, the Minnesota Star and Tribune, are just constantly saying that it's a close race between Keith Ellison and Doug Wardlow. I don't know too many people that are in support of cop killers. I don't know of too many people, friends, that are actually wanting an individual to be the top cop, and yet he doesn't even have a license to practice law. I don't know too many people, America, that want a top cop in the United States of America that doesn't obey the laws and the said laws that are written by having 10 violations just in the last, 10 years? This is craziness. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from the Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background and rock music gives an instant rapport with this generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Just talking about what's going on here and across the boards concerning crimes of those that are supposed to represent we the people. And I'm just taking one particular guy, Keith Ellison, Muslim Keith Ellison. Oh, by the way, there's audio out there too, friends, if you'd like to check it out, where Keith Ellison said that he would have never got the congressional seat, I believe, in the 5th District, friend, in the state of Minnesota without the Somalians. You know, which, by the way, begs the question. You know, I'll say Ed, the gubernatorial candidate for governorship in the state of Michigan, he got up in front of 144 journalists, useful idiots in that state, and he said to Pat Kolbeck, the other gubernatorial candidate, his competition in a debate, and he said to him, you know what, you may not hate the Muslims, but the Muslims hate you. How come that wasn't real? Of course they do. You know, just think about this. You look at who's in favor of constitutional law in the United States of America, and I'm not playing the party card again, friends, because it's unconstitutional. Where are the Muslims to support U.S. Constitution and the enumerated laws found within? Where are they to support that? They're not here to support that. You need to understand that they are here to tear away on the heels of the homosexuals of the sodomite communities to be used as to upend the U.S. Constitution. Remember again what John Adams said. The Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, friends, it's only there for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. That's why they're attempting to usurp. And it's all they do is usurp. I told you last week, friends, about how on Friday, I went to see CARE, you know, Council on American Islamic Relations, Jelani Hussein, and how he tried to link with a doctor, friends. She's a doctor, Linda Gordon. She's got a book called The Second Coming of the KKK. How she wanted to link white Protestant Christians to the KKK and then use the SPLC to protect CARE and her ideology. When in fact, the SPLC used to actually was funded to support KKK members that have violated the black folks down south. I mean, just absolute nothing but confusion. But you know who the problem is, folks, with the Muslims in the United States of America? White Christians, Protestants. This is all I took away from it last week when I went to St. Cloud here in the state of Minnesota. It was an Islamophobia meeting. You know who they're really offended by, friends? Let me just set the record straight. Same thing with the gay communities. You know what they're really offended by? The law. They're offended by the law that exposes them for who they are. Because the law, it condemns their crimes in every state. Not just the LGBT communities, but also the Muslims that mean to usurp it. Remember what Mustafa Carroll said? He said, listen, if you're a Muslim, practicing Muslims, we're not subject to these laws here in the United States. We're above them. But going back to my point, where are all the Muslims in the United States of America supporting candidates that uphold the laws in which we have? Because I can't find them. I can't find them at all. I can't see them. Matter of fact, I can't make reference to one picture of one Muslim in the United States to support the U.S. Constitution. Now, again, I'm not ostracizing. And keep in mind, too, friends, do keep this in mind. Do keep this in mind that my lot in this life, friends, has been the radicals. Okay? I'm not talking about across the boards those that are coming here to assimilate. Okay, I'm not talking about them. People that mean to come, because many of them are being proselytized. Many of them are being westernized. And by the way, church, if you want a job, you don't have to go overseas. Just go down to North Minneapolis or South Minneapolis or to St. Cloud, or you could go over to Rochester, Minnesota, or Wilmer, Minnesota, or Austin, Minnesota. I mean, the fact of the matter is, friends, if you want to preach your gospel, start doing it right now while they're coming in. It's not a better opportunity to do so. But I want to make clear, with these radicals on the front, like CARE, and Jelani Hussein, and this other lunatic, Dr. Linda Gordon, the author of The Second Coming of the KKK. Folks, you need to understand that America and Americans and Christians, you're the problem. And the laws that you obey are the problem because they expose these people for who they are. And they hate law. That's why when Keith Ellison was so assured that he's going to jump from his seat in the 5th District all the way over without a license to practice law, which is just, if that's not good enough for you, I don't know what else to say to you. To the Attorney General's office, friends, that's quite a jump. And I'll tell you what, you should have watched his debate. You want to talk about a narcissist? You want to talk about a guy that is there to work for special interest groups? You want to talk about a guy that's not there to uphold the law? Because his lifestyle shows you he's done nothing but tear it down. And don't sit there and talk to me about how liberal Minnesota is, friends, because I have a hard time finding people that support Keith Ellison. It's the media. It's like going back to this Islamophobia meeting that I went to last week, friends. There was 30 people there. And there was only a handful of students. And they sit there and try to propagandize these young people, which is dangerous in the first place. And keep in mind, you couldn't record it, what they were showing you. You couldn't record it, what they were saying to you. You had a pre-register. Why are they so stealth-like in how they operate, friends? But when it comes to Keith Ellison, friends, there's nothing stealth about it because I'm showing you what he means to hide. He means to cover up. Why is it that he wants so many of these Muslims coming into the state of Minnesota? You need to ask yourself that question. Because as I've said before, they mean to tear down your southern walls and your northern walls. They want to create one continent. They're trying to create a new world order. Folks, the new administration is just as guilty as the last administration and the administration before that and the administration before that, because they're funding it. I shared that with you on Saturday. NAFTA didn't work, so what they need to do is just fund these, in which, by the way, has been the federal grants have been upped under Donald Trump to allure these people into the United States. Let's be truthful and let's call it for what it is. So when you look at what's going on with Keith Ellison and the new administration, friends, they're working hand in glove. There's no difference because their objective is the same. We need more people to come in here to help us destroy the sovereignty of the United States of America. And you don't have to ask me. You can just simply ask them, because action speaks a lot louder than their words. Because, folks, what they say and what their action speaks a lot louder than words. And they are today destroying the sovereignty of the United States of America. But let's go back all the way around. Let's dovetail this. Why do we have the likes of those that represent we the people like this in the first place? I'm just highlighting Keith Ellison right now because he's in my backyard. He wants to be the top cop, and he wants to bring in refugees into the United States with an influx by nearly 300% into the United States of America. I thought this was all to stop under Donald Trump. Nope, not at all. It's increased. See, we can just blame someone else. We can blame our opponents. Wait a second. Where's the good guy in the good administration that's to bring in the rule of law to put a stop to all of this? See, this is everything's being talked about in this country, friends, except what? Law. Everything's being talked about in this country except what brings about resolve. And what is that? Justice. Upon the heads of who? Those that mean to distort who we are in this country. When are you going to figure that out? It's justice that guards our liberties, America. It's justice that guards our liberty. And guess what is left off? Justice. Because you haven't caught on that those that represent we the people, friends, are crooked from A to Z. Even again, when they say it themselves, even the best that you've got in this country, friends, you're in trouble. How crooked are our representatives? Keep in mind, under Barack Hussein Obama, for 8 years, when that guy was transgressing at will without permission from anybody that he was supposed to represent, over 1,180 times, not one said representative in the United States of America, not a one drew up the articles of impeachment. Not a one. Where's the law? That's what's missing, America. But I want to tell you something. You, individually and corporately, are the law. And if you love this country, then you're going to have to stand up and emulate the one that died for your sins on the cross in the spirit. Here in his love. Not that we loved him, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a sacrifice for sins. And it tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:15 that we are to live unto him who died for us. Amen? So it's not just enough to say I love America and that you would die for America, but it's enough to say I'll live for her too. See ya!
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.